We have already started preparations and even started implementing some of the strategies we are adopting to make sure that we go through the Easter holidays and the festivities without any serious security challenges. The first thing that we have done is that we are deploying at least 10,000 police officers across the country to show police presence in areas where crowds are likely to form. We are talking about churches. We are talking about areas where people hold conventions. We are talking about areas where other social activities, especially on Easter Monday, which is the peak day, are going to happen. In addition to that, we have also identified that normally Easter is characterized by travels from one place to another, where people would want to visit their hometowns and other places. So we are also deploying the motor traffic and transport department officers on our highways. In addition to that, we are also working with the National Road Safety Campaign, where Easter Road Safety Campaign are being jointly undertaken by us. We have visited a lot of transport unions and drivers are being certified.
Is this being done only by the police, or there's going to be some sort of, because we know there's already military police deployment officers?
Already we have the Operation Calm Life, which is already ongoing, but we are not requesting for additional military support for the Easter. But it is also part of it. When it requires that we, because Operation Calm Life generally is meant to ensure general security in the country, where the police and the military are working hand in glove. So that is what we are saying, that already we have this arrangement in place. But what we are saying is that police officers to go and maintain or order, prevent crime and interact with the public is our focus.
Do we also have special arrangement for the malls?
I indicated that we are looking at public places where people, crowds are likely to form. So of course, every regional commander has been tasked to identify hot spots and likely places where security challenges may arise.
ACP David Eklu is Director General of Police Public Affairs Directorate. He was talking to Felix Kofi.